This is Senator Al Simpson. Women now play a big role in the U.S. military, greater than ever before. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, with American GIs in Saudi Arabia, this is a special opportunity to salute the vital role that women play in our military forces, not only in Operation Desert Shield, but in all the armed services. In 1972, women made up only 1.5% of the U.S. military. Today, female enlistment is over 11%. Now that we've abolished the draft and military service is completely voluntary, women have a more important mission. Ted, put away your old chauvinist cigar. Most women now serve in the military because the door has been opened wide to better career training and job advancement. The days are long gone when women served only in medical or clerical positions. Women have proved again they can do any darn job they set their mind to. Ted, just because you may belong to an all-male club, that sure doesn't mean the military has to be one, too.
Al, you talk a good game on sex discrimination, but when the chips are down, old double standard Simpson is always on the wrong side. Sure, women should serve in the armed forces, but you'd make them second-class citizens by letting the Pentagon ban them from jobs they're qualified to perform. All year, Al, you've been one of the worst obstacles blocking civil rights legislation, including key provisions to end discrimination in the workplace and give all working women the right to equal job opportunity. You didn't just vote no on that idea, Al. You even filibustered against it. You tried to stop it from even coming to a vote. You stonewall our attempt to open up discriminatory clubs that deny membership to women. At hearings on Judge Souter, you disparaged and insulted distinguished witnesses who criticized his record on equal rights for women. Check your calendar, Al. It's 1990, not 1890. The Stone Age is over. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the scandal in guaranteed student loans. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.